Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now beginning the second parak of Masechet Shvuot. The second parak is titled Yediot HaTuma, and as I mentioned in the introduction to the Masechet, this parak picks up right where the first parak left off, dealing with the various nuances of Yediot HaTuma, at what point you forgot, what you remembered, etc. In order to facilitate this and the next few shiurim, even though, as it happened in the first parak, the entire set of Mishnayot are presented together in one clump, we're going to in this shiur, only study the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, because that's all that's dealt with in the section of Gemara, and then we'll go back and do the Mishnayot as appropriate for the Gemara that's going to greet them. Yediot HaTuma Shtayim Shein Arba. Now that was the statement in the beginning of the first parak, and the parak then never explicated what was the Shtayim, what was the Arba. It assumed something about it, and then went on with what kinds of Yediyah are atoned for by which Korbanot. Now we're going to get to the Shtayim Shein Arba. Here we go. Mavi Yada, you became Tameh, and you knew you were Tameh. V'nel Mami Menu HaTuma, and then you forgot you were Tameh, V'zachor Tan Kodesh, but you never forgot that you were looking at some Kodesh, let's say, and ate it. Now, lami menu kodesh, or let's say you forgot it was kodesh. Zachor tatuma. Now, of course, Rabbi Akiva does not agree with this, as we already saw, but let's say that you never forgot you were tameh, but you forgot that this meat in front of you is kodesh. Or nelmu menu zevezet, or you forgot both of them, viachalta kodesh. In any one of these cases, you ate the kodesh, forgetting it was kodesh, or forgetting you were tameh, or forgetting both. Velo yada, umishi achal yada. And after you ate it, whatever you're missing, you now know everything, and you realized it. Harezeba Olev Yored. That obligates you to bring the Olev Yored. Now, Nitma V'yada. Let's say that you were Tameh and you knew. V'nal Mami Menu Tum'ah V'zachor Tamikdash. You remembered where the Mikdash was, or the precincts of the Mikdash, and you forgot you were Tameh. Or V'nal Mami Menu Mikdash V'zachor Tatum'ah, or vice versa. Or V'nal Mami Menu Zevazer, you forgot both. V'nichas the Mikdash. In any one of these cases, you went into the Mikdash, meaning into the Azara. V'lo Yada U'mishiyatza Yada. After you left the Mikdash, then you knew. Good, that's the Mishnah. Now, skip ahead to the Gemara for a second, and then we'll go back to the next Mishnah. Amar Papa Labaye, term Shtayim Shein Arba. The Mishnah says Shtayim Shein Arba, and then gives us all of these cases. He says Shtayim Shein Shesh Havyan. Really, there are two, which means Mikdash or Kodesh, which turns into six, which are Yediot HaTuma Tchila V'Sof, your knowledge at the beginning, and Yediot HaKodesh Tchila V'Sof. And also, your awareness of the Kodesh, the beginning and the end, that's four. Yediot Mikdash Tchilo V'Sof. And your awareness of the Mikdash in the beginning and at the end. That's six. So then Abaye says, V'li Tamech, according to that way of counting, Tam Nihavin. It's really eight, not six. Ta'ika Tum'a de Kodesh V'Tum'a de Mikdash Tchilo V'Sof. In other words, there's also the awareness that you're Tameh and also the awareness of the Kodesh. So Halokasha, because Shem Tum'a Achati. Tum'a is Tum'a, so that's one knowledge. Mikom Makom Shitavian, but Rapapa's question still stands. It's not two that are four, it's two that are six. So then Amar Papi solved it himself. Leolam Tam Nihavin. The total is eight, meaning two that are four. There's really eight. But Arba'ai Kamaita Dulamaitan Le Lide Korban Lokachashiv. The first four don't count, meaning the knowledge beforehand didn't do anything. You're aware that you're Tameh. That didn't do anything. What is it that did something? Arba'a Batraita Dulamaitan Le Lide Korban. Kachashiv, it's the four after knowledges. That's what generates the korban. That's the ones they counted. So in other words, if you suddenly realized that it was a mikdash, or you suddenly realized that you were tameh when you went in the mikdash, that's two. And the other two is, you suddenly realized it was kodesh, or you suddenly realized you were tameh when you ate the kodesh, that's the other two. That's one way to looking at it. Now, Ikadami, there's another version of Rav Papa. The Olam Tam Nehavin, it's really eight, but we only count four. Which four? Now it's the opposite. Varbai Kamaita Deleitanu B'cholatara Kula Kochashiv. The first four, which don't exist in any other area of Halacha. Knowledge before the fact is never an issue in Halacha, except here. Kochashiv, that's what they counted. Arbai Batraita Deleitanu B'cholatara Kula Lo Kochashiv. They didn't count the ones afterwards, because that's true in every area of Halacha. You're never going to get a consequence unless you found out afterwards that you violated the law. So that's true everywhere. Okay. Now, by Rav Papa, after solving this, asked the following questions. First of all, Nelmu menu hilchot tuma mahu. What if you knew all the reality, but you forgot hilchot tuma? Is that called he'elem? meaning you knew Hilchot Tumah, and then at some point you forgot Hilchot Tumah, and you violated it, and then you remembered what the halacha was, is that called Helam Davar? Now, Hechidami, what's the circumstance? If you forgot which kind of animals are Tamei, and he doesn't remember if it's a Sheretz or a Tzfardea, Tzfardea is not Tamei. So Zilkar Beravu, that's something every kid should know. Everybody knows that. That's basic halacha. So Leolam Diyadav too much Sheretz. There's got to be a case where he knows the too much Sheretz and what it is. Chgon de Nagam Bechadasha, he must have touched and Ka'adasha of a dead Sheretz, the size of a lentil. He forgot what the shear is. Is it kadasha, or is it kazayit, or kigris, or whatever other kind of shear? My, kevan diyada dimetame sheretz ba'olam, since he knows that sheretz is metame, yediya here, that's called yediya, which means it's not called ever forgetting. Odilma kevan di kadasha lo yada, or if it's because he forgot at the time whether kadasha is metame, metame lo metame halamehi, that's called the halama. The answer is teku. We really don't know how to deal with that. Now, Bar Rav Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu in Eretz Yisrael asked another question, poking at this, which is Ben Bavel, Sha'alal Eretz Yisrael. Let's say somebody from Bavel makes Aliyah to the Beit HaMikdash, V'ne'alami v'no makom Mikdash, and he never knew the exact location where the Mikdash was, the precincts. And then he walked in, and later he found out that he had crossed the boundary. Aliba Deman, now, Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question is according to which authority? If it's fall, asking according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva says you have to first know, then forget the know. But remember from the first parak, Rabbi Kiva doesn't say you're chayav or all of yored for Helam Mikdash, only for Helam Tumah. Meaning if you forgot Mikdash, if you forgot the Kodesh, you're not chayav. So if it's according to Rabbi Shmuel, says you are chayav for Helam Mikdash, Rabbi Shmuel, as we'll see a little further on, does not require you have to have known in advance that you were Tameh. You could have never known. And then you violate it, and then you found out, you still chayav b'korban ol avi yored. So lo tzricha libid rabbi, it must be according to rabbi, deboi yediyah b'tchila, mechayav al hal mikdash. He holds like both perspectives. Meaning, he holds like Rabbi Akiva that you need to have knowledge in advance, but he also holds like Rabbi Shmuel that forgetting about the place of the mikdash, or that this food is kodesh, is also halam davar. And remember, Rabbi was of the opinion, as we saw earlier, that Yediyat Beit Rabbo, meaning what you learned when you were a kid, or the fact that in your household they knew this, that's called Yediyat. So my, Kevan Diyad Adiyika Mikdash Ba'olam, so do we say that this, since this Babylonian, who had never been in Israel before, knew that there was such a thing as a Beit HaMikdash, Yediyahi, that's called Yediyat, and this is parallel to our Papa's lemma, where he said, since you knew that Sheretz is Metame, that's good enough, but or perhaps since this guy did not know the exact location of the Mikdash, halamehi, that's called forgetting. The answer again, just like our Papa, is teku. Okay, now back to the Mishnah. The second Mishnah reads as follows. Even though we're only going to look at the first part, we'll read the whole Mishnah. Echad nichnas la'azara, your chayav, whether or not you went into the azara, echad nichnas la'tufsefet azara, or if they expanded the azara and you went into the expanded area, then you're chayav. Why? She'ein mosifin ala ir v'yal azarot elav melech v'navi v'rim v'tumim v'sanedrin shavim achad she'dodol v'shir. These six things are needed in order to expand either the city of Yerushalayim for maser and shlomim, etc., or to expand the azarot. And that means that if there's tosefet azara, it was done with the whole ceremony, and that means it has full kedusha. What are the six things? You need a king, you need a navi, you need the urim v'tumim v'choshen, Sanhedrin of 71, you need two todot, we'll see in the Gemara in the next podcast what that means, and shir. We'll see what kind of shir it is. Uveitin malchin ushtei todot achareim. Beitin walks, the Sanhedrin walks, and in back of them, the two todot are carried. Really, Gemara will fix it that the todot are in front. Chol Yisrael achareim, and the rest of Am Yisrael marches in back of them. And now they're doing this as they're expanding the city, or the azara. Hapnimit nechelet. The inside todah is eaten properly. Afterwards, v'chitzonani sefet, the one that's on the outside, we'll see what outside means, it's a machloket, gets burnt up, can't be used at all. V'chol shlo nasa v'chol elu ha'nichnas l'sham ein chayavin aleha. Any place that was not expanded with this procedure, if you go there tameh, you're not chayav. So therefore, if you go into a proper tosefet azara, it's like being in the azara, because it had to go through this entire ceremony. Okay, as I said, we're only going to essay the beginning of this Mishnah, at the very bottom of Daf Yod Dalet Amud Bet, Echad Nichas Lazara, etc. Manani Mili, how do we know that you have to do this whole procedure? Amar Rav Shimon Bar Chiya Da Amar Kra. The pasuk says when Hashem tells Moshe about the Mishkan, Kechol asher ani mare otcha eight tavdin to mishkan ve'eight kovin kol keilav v'chein ta'asu. You have to do it exactly the way that I showed you, and that's how it should be done. V'chein ta'asu means lidorot, meaning in perpetuity. Anytime later in history that you're going to make a mishkan or extend or appurtenances of the mishkan or extend the mishkan, you have to do it the same way the original one was done. Now, Meitiv Rava, Rava challenges this. Kol akelim sha'asa Moshe mishichatan mekad shatan. All of the kelim, the shulchan and the menorah and the mazrekot and everything else that Moshe made, they were sanctified via his anointment of them with the Shemen HaMishcha. Mikan va'ilach, but after Moshe's time, avodatan machan chatan. It's a whole different system, which is, you make the kli, and the first time you use it, that makes it kadosh. V'yamai, so Rava says, why is that the case? V'neim ha'b'chein tasu l'dorot, why don't you say that just like you said, the procedure for expanding is the same, so the procedure for sanctifying the kelim is the same. And here they're separate, meaning Moshe couldn't use the later system, and the later system can't use Moshe's system. The answer is, shani hatam da'amar kravim shachem v'kadesh otam. In Parshat Naso, it says that Moshe anointed and sanctified those kelim. And the implication of otam is, otam b'mishicha v'lo dorot b'mishicha. Only these ones can be done b'mishicha and not later ones. So meima otam b'mishicha v'lo dorot o b'mishicha b'avodah. So maybe it means that these ones have to be done only with mishicha. In the future, there isn't such a demand. You could use mishicha or sherut or avodah. But it doesn't mean that you can't use mishicha also. So Amar Papa, Amar Kra, Asher Yishartuvam Bakodesh. When we talk about the kelim, it says the kelim that you're going to use Bakodesh. Fa'ana Katuv Sherut. Now those kelim, of course, referring to Moshe's kelim, but it's an allusion to later kelim that they can only be sanctified via use. Hashtach Tav Rachman Asher Yishartu Otam Lamali. So now that I already have a pasuk that says Asher Yishartu, what do I need Otam to say only Moshe's kelim? This is the way I learned it. Only Moshe's kelim are sanctified through anointment and not the later ones. I already have a Sheri Shatuvan. The answer is, Ilokata Rahman Otama Vemena Hanihu de Mashicha. If it didn't say Otama, I would have thought, oh, Moshe's Kelim are done with anointment. Vedorot Mashicha Uva Avodah. Maybe in the future I need both. Asher Shatuvan Makoda says I need Avodah, and Vemshachem tells me I need Mashicha. The Ikata Vachain Tasu. After all, it says Vachain Tasu. Then I would have said, well, I certainly need that. I certainly need Mashicha, and I certainly share too. I need Sherut. I need both. Miyet Rachman Otam. Therefore, the Torah said, Otam, Otam Mashicha v'lo dorot b'mashicha. Only Moshe's Kelim were sanctified through anointment. In the future generations, anointment is no longer part of the system. The system is only Sherut. Okay, we'll pick it up, in the next piece of Gemara, Uvishtei Todot, and we will focus, the entire next piece on the rest of Mishnah Bet, describing the procedure by which the ear or the Azarot are extended. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.